There's a reason why the expression, tough love, ends with love. We know that the most important things in life are usually said last after the obligatory, but. I have a lot of feelings for you, but I must break it off. I'd love to lend you the money, but I just can't right now. I think you're a great person, but you were totally out of line. In his speech Wednesday at Tel Aviv University, Democratic presidential hopeful Rahm Emanuel tried the same thing. He led with love to set up his tough. He assumed savvy Israelis would not see through the well-known tactic of softening someone up before delivering the hammer. He led with empathy. I want to start by saying four words that Israelis don't hear often anymore. I understand your cynicism. He acknowledged that Palestinian leadership has failed its people, that it rejected Israeli peace offers and responded with violence and intifadas. He acknowledged the horror of October 7. He also got personal, recounting how his Jerusalem-born father fought in the War of Independence and that his uncle, whose grave he visited upon arrival, died fighting for Israel as part of the Irgun. As he spoke, many Israelis must have been rolling their eyes. Okay, where's he going with this? When is he telling us what he really came here to say? It didn't take long for the but to show up, for Emanuel to let everyone know he was here for some serious business. The United States' unconditional support for Israel, he warned, has produced a prime minister who has presumed that his strategic interests would incur no cost if he ignored America's concerns about the settlements and sparked a regional war. Unconditional support has allowed you to deny food and medical relief to innocent Palestinians suffering in Gaza, leaving the world to conclude that Israelis not only want to kill the Palestinians but that they are completely indifferent to their death, destruction, and suffering. Unconditional support has girded a political coalition in the Knesset that learned it can burn Palestinian farmland in the West Bank and terrorize Palestinian families without consequence. Here's the point. Even if his litany of criticisms against Israel had merit, they were undermined by his superficial appreciation of Israel's shattered state since October 7. I've been to the country numerous times in the past 1,000 days. The nerves are frayed, the pain lingers, the tragic memories are very much alive. Emanuel didn't show that he got the pulse of Israelis or the depth of their disillusionment. He was full-throated with the tough, but shallow with the love. The last 5 minutes of his speech could have been a poignant tribute to the victims of October 7, to the national trauma that continues to haunt Israelis and has only reinforced the deep distrust toward genocidal neighbors sworn to Israel's destruction. Israelis know their country is in a mess. They know they need an eventual solution to the Palestinian conflict and to many others. But if you can't speak to them with maximum sensitivity, especially if you suddenly pop in as a potential future presidential candidate, they're more likely to tune you out. In that sense, Emanuel came across as more of a slick American politician than a Jewish family member who has your interest in mind. That's too bad. Israel is in a state of crisis, both internally and externally. It could have used some hard truths from someone they could trust. Instead, they got a glib preacher who buttered them up before adding to their trauma with more political gloom and doom. Israel certainly needs some tough love. The problem is that if you don't do the love right, it's hard for the tough to get through. Of course, I may be wrong. Emanuel's bluntness may end up serving as a wake-up call that will benefit Israel in the long run. Given that he may be in the White House in a few years, we might want to go easy on our tough love.